And man, Satan does a lot of harm through that stuff. That doesn't mean you can't acknowledge when things are wrong or out of order, or see it in your heart and address it in certain ways. But grumbling, complaining. Man, I can't believe they did that. Boy, and I thought they were a woman of God. I thought they were a man of God. I'm so disappointed. Who knows, it doesn't change the gospel. Who knows, man's weakness doesn't change God's strength. It actually makes a draw on it. You get it? Who knows that Linda sitting here can edify and encourage my life and cheer me on in Christ, but she can never take away who I am in Him, because I am who I am in Him. And it's not because of her. But who knows, because of the relationship we have in the body, she can be a blessing to me, but she can never be a detriment. Are you following me? This is important stuff. It's real important. Because if you've been in the church any length of time, you know this is the stuff that stumbles us all the time. I was in Ohio and I went to pray for a lady whose leg was crushed in a cast. And she had to tell me that this was the first time she was in church for years, because she told herself she was never going back to church. And she had all these reasons why. And she was still hurting because it was just going, man, I'm like, God, I just don't ever want to live. If anybody sees me living that way, just shoot me. Just kill me. God, it'd be easier to just die on the spot than live that way. We say stuff like that. If you ever hear me say that, just kill me. Because that's torture for the soul and flesh, right? That's just torment. That's a place out of darkness. So I talked to her real plain about the kingdom, and she got touched. She started to weep. I talked to her about the heart of God and how she was being deceived. And the more she hardened her heart towards this stuff and